Good morning. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are going to rejoice and be glad in it. It is Friday morning. Rise at sunrise, 5:33 a.m. And it is the last work day of the month. Hallelujah. God has a word for you today to rise up your soul and allow you to be able to go on with your day today in His name. I want to bring to your attention a scripture coming from Proverbs 19, verse 2. Being excited about something is not enough. You must also know what you are doing. Don't rush into something, or you might do it wrong. That is Proverbs chapter 19, verse 2. I was reading from the Easy to Read version. And the title of the message for today to reach down into your soul is desire without knowledge is not a good thing. Desire without knowledge is not a good thing. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of His holy word. I'm going to disclose a few things about me. I can recall how hard it was for me to finish grad school. It took me a long time. When I say long, I mean long. I enrolled in an accelerated bachelor's program that was geared for working adults. When I was about to graduate from college, I couldn't tell my coworkers. I used to have to sneak around and not show my books when I was trying to study, because there was always the antagonist, always trying to put you down. And see, during my time when I was in college, if people found out that you were trying to better yourself, they would try to do something to dismantle that. But anyway, only my closest friends and my family knew about my graduation. I celebrated with just a small group. Then 2 months later, I entered into grad school. I was accepted into 2 prominent universities in Washington, D.C., which is where I lived. The first one was George Washington University with a full scholarship. And the other was into Howard University with no scholarship. Well, this stirred up a lot of conversation among my friends, family, and even people that was kind of, associates. The shocking thing was from my religious communities, who told me not to go to Howard University because the teachers weren't saved. Well, after much thought, I rescinded the offer to GW, which caused a big stink around my friends. I didn't like downtown. I didn't like the parking because it's always a mess around the GW area. Plus, I would have to always get on the Metro Rail, which is something that I didn't like because I worked full time. I traveled in my job and I worked during the daytime, and I would have to go to school at night. I did not like that. I chose Howard University because it was a dream come true. I was elated to receive my admissions letter. I had to start with just one class because, like I said, I did not get a scholarship to Howard. I could only afford one class. But that one class, let me tell you, allowed me to be able to open up the windows of heaven to receive, to secure funding for the remainder of my program. Plus, it was where I met my husband. We graduated together 3 years later, started our church the last year of us being at Howard, and we continued. Actually, no, we started our church the same year we got married. And we continued on to receive another master's degree in psychology together. And both of us are ACPE chaplains, which is very high standard. God did all of that. And if I had listened to those trying to tell me that I shouldn't go to college because they were not saved, and I shouldn't do this, and I shouldn't they do that, or why are you doing a residency, I would not be living my purpose-filled life, and I would be miserable to this day and unhappy about so many things and feeling like I've missed the mark. I would be one of those people who, like, I have to deal with at the end of their life, that they're trying to find fulfillment because they feel like they've missed the mark. Well, our Heavenly Father is the giver of every good gift. His mercies are vast, powerful, and real. His love has the ability to completely overwhelm and satisfy every one of our needs. Everything He gives us satisfies, transforms, and leads us to abundant life. As we spend this week stirring up our affections toward God, allow your heart to become soft and open. Allow His loving character to draw you close and provide life to every day and weary place in your soul. An ambitious person may rush into a situation without considering all of the facts, which could lead to serious consequences. It means to know, but has the idea of discernment. This is the wisdom of looking into a decision and seeing ahead what it will lead to in the end. In the book of Proverbs, Solomon wrote it this way in chapter 19, verse 2. He said, "Desire without knowledge is not good. How much more will hasty feet miss the way?" Haven't we all Christians gone around telling people, "You don't need training, you don't need education, you don't need skill, you just need to have a willing heart"? Desire without knowledge is not a good thing, my beloved. Does God want us to seek knowledge? Yes, He does. The Lord has instructed us to gain knowledge about the gospel and the world. We can do this by studying the scriptures and the words of the prophets, praying, living righteously, attending school, or taking other courses, taking interest in the things around us, and seeking to understand our experiences. I was looking at something as I was preparing this message, and this person said they could not understand why they needed to go to the Bible, because they just felt that it was so oppressive to them, and that it just didn't have any understanding, and they couldn't see themselves going to the Bible for everyday instruction. Well, God says God will give His people the desires of their heart if they delight themselves in Him. That's Proverbs 37, verse 4. It is what I am supposed to have, really? Is what you're supposed to have? This is a self-antagonistic belief, because should expresses that you think is the right thing to do, and supposed to expresses what other people think is the right thing to do. And in all of that, you miss your way. Well, this is God's word for you today. May it be a blessing to your soul and uplift you as you rise more into the day. To God be the glory as we retire this evening at 8:30 at sunset. To God be the glory. Ogunafa Oluwa Amasdi Lavari Selah.